What's your unusual love story? Do you have one of those stories? It's 99.7 DJX. Elizabeth, she's not a listener. She's getting some attention from Inside Edition.
Also, not your wife.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right. I have a wife, Elizabeth, too. Not her. So she heard rats in her mom's guest room and called the exterminator. Chad arrived, and despite both of them being in a relationship, after she wound up breaking up with her boyfriend, she kept kind of thinking about the exterminator Chad.
Chad, the hot exterminator?
Yeah, who came through and ridded her mom's guest room of rats.
I opened the door, and I was like, kind of taken aback. So I was just kind of like, you're not from Terminix, are you? And he's like, read my shirt. Yes, I am.
Like they say, it was love at first sight.
I just started texting all my friends, like, secret photos of him.
One text read, Chad the Exterminator is super hot. Not gonna lie.
I was like, is it like a sign that I am attracted to the Terminix guy?
Her friends gave the Exterminator a nickname. Rat Slayer.
I was taken back as well. I mean, look at her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, so they wound up connecting over Instagram, and now they're dating.
That is amazing.
Over rats.
And, I mean, she's cute, and yeah, he's cute. Like, I get it. They're cute together. And, yeah, you don't expect that.
I mean,
you don't expect that.
We've talked about stories of, you know, the service people coming by and like doing work on the house and then doing work on the customer too. But this is, I mean, what a story, right?
Like, that's so great. Rat Slayer.
What an unusual love story that they had. You know, they were both dating someone, and then when time came, you know, for them to break up and then look for new people, it was like, well,
literally love showed up at her door.
Yeah.
That is adorable.
So what was your unusual love story? Did get a message from Beth, found out that a guy I had a crush on in high school, never told him, went to the same college I attended out of state. He was a grade below me, and we just bumped into each other at a party off campus. We're now dating. That's like serendipitous.
That's fate bringing you guys back together.
Yeah, for sure. And then we'll one more, but it's from Amy.
Amy. She said, my husband and I met on the comment section of a naughty website. Amy!
The comment section.
What is happening?
They found love in the comment section of a naughty website.
Like, wait, you sassy. I'm sassy. OMG.
I know. Maybe our sassy selves should get together sometime.
Stop. Hilarious.
That is funny. That's good. But yeah. Love. Over rats.
That is unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected for sure.
I will say this. My husband and I actually were at the same wedding reception years before we met.
Really?
Yeah, we were with other people. Actually never met each other there, but we discovered later after we started dating, we were both at that same reception.
That is so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That never interacted at that wedding reception, but
right.
Later found out, oh my gosh, I was there.
And you know, at the time, even if you would have seen him, it would have been like, you probably wouldn't have thought anything of it. Because
I was with a date, he was with a date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That is so wild.
I know.
Kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've got an interesting, story or not, but you can feel free to share 502-795-1997. Unusual place where you found love. And it was because a couple people, Elizabeth and not my wife, Elizabeth from San Diego.
Chad.
Yeah, Elizabeth and Chad. They got together after Chad was the exterminator and helped her get rid of rats.
And she thought he cute.
He cute. And so later they wound up hooking up. And now they're dating. Some other stories. Haley was like, I don't remember meeting my husband in January at college at a party. We officially met 2 months later in March. I mentioned how crazy it was we never met despite hanging out at his fraternity. He told me we'd had a conversation in January I have no recollection of.
Oopsies. Oopsies. Like someone was drunk.
Right, maybe. Exactly.
Maybe.
I mean, could be. Another message. I met my husband in high school. After we got together, we discovered he was cousins with one of my good friends. And his dad was the uncle to the lady that married my dad's cousin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. But all good. We're not kin.
Okay, good. Good, good. Not related. All right. That's all legal.
Oh, shoot.
Good stuff.
Cindy wrote, my massage therapist invited me at the time, my wife, to bring my daughter to a birthday party for her daughter, which was hosted at her ex-husband's house. She didn't go, but in return, we invited her and her kids to my daughter's birthday a month later. She had her ex-husband attend so he could take the kids home with him in the evening and she could stay for drinks and fire with the other adults. 3 years later, he's my fiance.
Look at that.
Yeah, those fun little unusual ways that you got love. Still, though, my fave is probably Amy's meeting her husband in the comment section on a naughty website.
What the heck? Now I'm just curious what website.
I'm curious what website and then what was commented.
Right.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So many questions still need to be answered.